Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. So today we're going to talk about networking. So we're on part 28 of 30 in this series on my book, Who's Buying You? Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. And this chapter is Networking Sales. The subtitle, Networking is about selling yourself, not your products and services. So a lot of people get this one confused. Sales pros don't get it confused. When they're networking, they know they're selling themselves. They're building relationships. They're connecting with people. That's what networking is about. But the amateur salespeople, they think networking is when they go out and try to make the sale. They're always selling. If they're talking to people, they're trying to sell them something. What they should be trying to sell them first is themselves, which is what this whole book is about. So I hope you're enjoying it, and I want to give a shout out to Jim McEwen up at the city of St. Peter's. He's got a phenomenal interview coming out. Actually, it'll be the next episode after this one will be an interview with Jim. He works in Recycle City for the city of St. Peter's, Missouri, but I had the privilege of having dinner with him recently when Rhea and I went up and spoke to about 60 or so of the leaders and the hungry people who are wanting to transform the culture there. But I just got to hear how much Jim was actually enjoying this series. And Jim's a frontline worker down in the recycling area. He drives a little skid steer, a little bobcat looking piece of equipment, and he's baling recycled cardboard and things like that, doing some hard, dirty work. But man, he's awesome. And he was telling me how much he was loving this series, which surprised me. But then he told me some stories about his dad, who is a phenomenal salesman. So be sure to check out. It'll be actually the 11th series in the Real People Getting Real Results, a video interview series, which will be coming out again next week after this. And then actually in part 29 of this series on Who's Buying You, I'm going to share a story that Jim shared with me at dinner when we were up there about his dad and how he sold appliances. Anyway, ain't going to spoil that right now, but that's coming up. So if you're listening, Jim, I'm going to try to do your story that you told me some justice in chapter 29. But anyway, thanks for listening, Jim. Everyone else, thanks for listening. So let's dive into today's episode on networking sales. So I want to open with a quote from Napoleon Hill. You are a human magnet, and you are constantly attracting to you people whose character harmonizes with your own. That's a powerful quote in any setting, in any context. But it definitely applies right here to networking. Because if you're authentically networking, who you are is who you attract. And even if you're not authentically networking, if you're trying to manipulate your way into some relationships, who you are is who you attract. That's just the way it works. So don't make the amateur mistake of networking to sell your products or services, like I mentioned. Do what the sales pros do. Network with the intention of selling yourself. That's anytime you meet somebody, if you're in a professional sales role, you need to start out right there with a focus on selling yourself. But networking should be about building relationships based on who you are, your character, like Napoleon Hill was talking about in that quote I shared. Because exactly what I just shared a moment ago, who you are is who you will attract. And it also, who you are determines who you're going to repel. So as you work to continuously grow and develop your character, the caliber and type of people you attract will change for the better. Don't miss that. The more you're growing and developing yourself, your character, the greater the caliber and the greater the type of people you're going to attract. So your network gets better when you get better. In other words, that's what I'm saying. That's why you as a person, regardless of whether you're a professional salesperson or not, you need to be growing and developing your character, because who you are is going to determine who your network is made up of. Like, I meet a lot of people who never really connected with someone like me, and I'm nothing special, but I'm hungry for leadership development, personal growth, character development, all that stuff. So a lot of people who start reading my books, listen to my podcast, because they start growing, if they ever reach out, they attract me, because that's who I am, and that's the kind of people I want to help and support. That's who I want in my network. That's one reason Rhea and I started doing the Real People Getting Real Results video series on the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. And there's a playlist by that name. If you haven't watched it, you need to go check it out. We've got about 6 or 7 already recorded in the queue right now, waiting to be released. And we got more coming. Like I've always said, I don't know how many there'll end up being, because it's going to be a continuous effort. But basically, those people are people I've attracted into my network some kind of way, because I started growing and developing myself. And those people are growing and developing themselves. And they're real people getting real results. That's why it's named that. That's just an example of this. But amateur salespeople do very little, if any, intentional networking. And when they do, they tend to immediately begin telling everyone they meet about their business and their products or services. Amateur salespeople are focused on the short-term sale, which is why they are so anxious to talk about their products and or their services. They're focused on the sale, not the relationship. Sales pros do a lot of intentional networking. If they're not selling, they're networking. When they're networking, they're not selling products. They are selling themselves and creating long-term relationships. And I'll just tell you from my own experience, you may be one of the people that I talk to occasionally, but collectively, I talk to a lot of people. When I'm home or on the road driving, sometimes we drive a lot to different places that we travel to and speak, I'm on the phone a lot, at home and in the truck. And what I'm doing is networking. I ain't trying to sell something. I'm trying to help people. But if you're trying to help people, you can do a lot of good networking. So a lot of people reach out to me. If you're interested in talking about personal growth and leadership development, my number's 334-728-4143. All you got to do is call me. I'm always open, but I ain't always available. At this moment, I'm wide open. I'm recording this podcast. I'm open. But I ain't available, kind of tied up. If you've heard me long enough, you know the drill. Sometimes I'm speaking, sometimes I'm sleeping, sometimes I'm on the phone with someone else. But I'm always open, but sometimes I ain't available. What that means, 24/7, 365, you can always call me. If I'm busy or unavailable, you ain't going to disturb me. But what that is, when I do that, I'm networking. People don't call me and I don't go into some sales pitch. If they start talking about something and I got something that'll help them, I usually say, hey, I ain't trying to sell you nothing, just trying to create awareness. You know, I've got this book or we got this program, but I could care less if you buy it, because I ain't trying to sell you something. That's kind of how I approach that. And I get right back to networking, talking about whatever we were doing. But I ain't doing a sales pitch. Probably a lot of people don't call me when I give out my number because they think I'm going to do some kind of sales pitch. Now, if they express a specific interest and they want to know about something, I'm happy to talk to them about it. But that ain't why I'm talking to people. That ain't why I'm telling people to call me so I can sell them something. I just want to talk to them. I want to do exactly what I'm talking about right here. I want to try to create a long-term relationship. Even clients, when clients actually call me and they want to do business with me, and they're not sure, though, 100%, but they want to talk business, they want me to they want to talk about our products and services. I always tell them, you can call me back. Even if you don't do business with me, you can call me. I'll mentor you. I'll help you. Even if you're using somebody else's stuff, I don't care. I want to help you succeed. That's what I always tell folks, because guess what? I don't care if they buy from me or they book us to speak. I don't care. What I do care about is if they get better and they help their team get better. That's what I care about. That's what I want them to do. But sales pros, they understand the potential opportunity for receiving positive word of mouth advertisement from all of those they meet while networking, if they're willing to set their products and services aside. They know there will be a time and a place for that later. And it may not be with the person they're talking to. Just like I just told you, I don't speak to these people to get positive word of mouth advertisement. I speak to them to help them. You may have called me before, and if you have, you know. My goal is to help you. But these people that I help, guess what a byproduct of that is? They talk about me. They tell people about me. They talk about how I would just want to help them. They talk about how authentic I am. I hear, you know, they give me this feedback. That ain't why I do it. I do it to help them because I authentically do it to help them. That's a byproduct. Sales pros understand that, but that's not why they're doing it. If they're doing it for that, they're not a sales pro. They're an amateur salesperson because they're trying to manipulate somebody and people will feel it. You can't fool people. Not for long. You may do it short term, but you ain't going to do it long term. But if people want to know about your products and services, guess what they'll do? They will ask. And even then, like I mentioned before, even then, if you're in networking mode, keep it light. Potential buyers in a networking interaction aren't usually asking because they want to hear your complete sales pitch and a product list. They're simply curious about who you are and what you do. Or sometimes they're just being nice. That's why I explained to you a minute ago. If I mention something when I'm just talking with someone about, you know, a networking call where I'm just meeting them, talking to them, seeing if I can help them in some way, if I can motivate and inspire them, provoke some thought, raise their awareness. If anything, unless they get really serious about a product or service that we offer, all I do, I keep it light. If something fits, I just say, hey, you might want to know about this, but I could care less if you buy it or not. That ain't why I'm talking to you. And a lot of times I'll tell them about this podcast. If they don't know about it, it's something free. I'll tell them about LinkedIn. I'll tell them about social media, how we put out leadership nuggets every day for anybody who's following us. Just a way to just keep that leadership drip going on their own. I tell them about the LinkedIn newsletters. I tell them about the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. And by the way, Rhea's got... My wife, Rhea, she's got her own YouTube channel, and she's been interviewing a lot of women on there. She's doing that for a while. I didn't even know about it. We stay so busy, but then I overheard her and I saw her release a video on social media. I don't even get to see her stuff that much. I don't really look at stuff on social media. I just put out my stuff for the people who value me putting it out, who are following me. I don't care how many likes I get or views, or I don't even care about all that. I just put stuff out there. Whatever happens, happens. But even if a buyer wants to hear your full pitch, your full sales pitch, don't fall into the short-term trap. If you're truly focused on intentionally networking, simply make an appointment and do the selling of your products and services later when the location is better and private. So what I'm talking about there is if you're at a networking event or you're out in some social environment, if they're really interested in your products, get the information, set up an appointment, talk to them when it's quiet and people can focus, you can focus, they can focus. But if you're in the room to network, which means, again, selling yourself, don't start selling your products and services. Don't fall into that trap. Stay the course. If you don't, you'll miss the opportunity to connect with many others. Think long term while networking, not short term. So I've known many salespeople during my life. Some of them do very well because when they're not working, they are intentionally networking. Some don't do very well that I've known. I've noticed those who aren't doing very well aren't doing much intentional networking. They tend to see selling as a job. And a job to them is from 9 to 5, 5 days a week, so to speak. The best salespeople, the sales pros, know they are selling themselves. And they do it all day, every day. They are always open for business. Wonder why I say, I'm always open, but I ain't always available. That right there is the reason why. I'm always selling me to somebody. Not literally, not for money, for connection. And I do that by helping people in my lane. I can't help people with everything they need in their life, but relative to my competency and my character, I help people where I can, which is relative to personal growth, leadership development, cultural transformation, dealing with change, all that type stuff. There's a big gap between the principles used by the best salespeople, the sales pros, and the practices used by the worst, the sales amateurs, the amateur salespeople. There's also a big difference in their income. There's a huge difference in their income. When you're successful at selling yourself while networking, you're paid in referrals. So you may be thinking, well, I want to spend all that time networking if I ain't selling anything. Well, guess what? You're going to be paid in referrals. That's a natural byproduct. You don't do it specifically for that reason. That's a byproduct. You know that it's coming. If you network the right way for the right reasons at the right time, you're going to get paid in referrals. If you're not getting enough referrals, maybe it's time to look at how often and how you're networking. And I've shared with you some quotes before from Michael Sciortino, Sciortino Senior. I'm probably saying his name wrong, without a doubt. But he's got a book called Gratitude Marketing. I've recommended it several times during this series. If you're in a professional sales role, you should read that book. It's got some nuggets in there for you. I don't know what you'll take away from it, but you're going to take away something. Whatever it costs, it'll be worth the investment. But he shared this fitting comment. I got this one of the nuggets I got from his book. Actually, every quote I've shared from him is a nugget I got from reading that book, Gratitude Marketing. But he says, referrals are appreciation of a job well done. When you network well, this is what I'm saying now. That was his quote. Again, what Mike said was referrals are appreciation of a job well done. So I'm just going to add, when you network well, you will be referred often because that's the job you done well was the networking part. But also if you sell well, which is what this whole book is about, you're going to be paid in referrals. Referrals are appreciation of a job well done, as Mike says. When you ask other people questions, you are allowing them to influence you. Talking about networking, you can ask questions. If you ain't trying to sell something, product or service, you can ask questions. Because asking questions actually sells you because now you're in listening mode. Now you're making it about the other person. So you're allowing other people to influence you when you ask questions. You can find out exactly what you need to know with a perfectly structured question. And I'm talking about need to know relative to connecting or selling. But remember, you ain't selling when you're networking. You're selling yourself, but not your products and services. Asking questions also demonstrates a sincere interest in the other person. Asking questions is another way of making deposits into the emotional trust account of another person. If you're listening to understand, instead of listening for a space to jump in. Listening sales. And again, what does it sell? It sells you. And it positions you to sell your product and service. The amateur sales folks, they miss that. They want to do all the talking. And you'll know when you meet one of these sales folks, they won't ever shut up. They won't never shut up. I hate when I come across one of these people. I'm nice and I listen until I can get away. Sometimes that means I got to listen 30 minutes just so I can exit nicely, because they won't shut up. Because it ain't about you. It's about them. And I promise you, you've already run into some of these people. You know exactly what I'm talking about. What you need to make sure is you're not one of them. I talk a lot, but I also know when to listen. I meet a lot of people where I say hardly nothing. I also meet a people when I say a lot. It depends on the conversation. It depends on the relationship. It depends on the situation. But the people I'm talking about, the amateur sales folks, they always talk a lot. It doesn't matter about the situation or the person or the reason. They just won't shut up. Don't be that person. Don't be that person in life. Even if you're not in sales. Slow down and listen sometimes. Let somebody else say something. Let somebody else have an opinion. Acknowledge them. Help them feel understood. Remember, high impact leadership, it ain't about us, but it starts with us. Meaning we got to develop ourselves. One of the things we got to develop ourselves to do, especially if we're in a sales role professionally, is listen. You got to go slow to go fast. So one of the greatest networking questions you can ask is, who do you know that I should know? I remember I heard John Maxwell teach that many, many, many years ago. One of those nuggets I captured from him. Who do you know that I should know? But don't ask this question early on when you're networking. Ask it later in the conversation. However, don't ask it as the conversation is wrapping up, because the person you're talking to won't have enough time to fully answer. So be intentional with your questions. You don't want to ask it when you first start talking, because you don't know the person and the person don't know you. If they don't know you, see, you got to listen to them first though, right? When you're networking, you're going to let them go first. So it's going to take a little time before hopefully they're going to give you an opportunity and they're going to want to understand who you are. So until they got a good understanding of who you are, they don't know who they know that you need to know. And it might not even happen in the first or second conversation. It depends on if they ever give you an opportunity to speak. You have to figure it out. But don't do it at the very beginning of a conversation, and don't do it at the very end. Do it when it makes sense, but after they know something about you and who you are and what your mission is. But networking is about intentionally applying all the principles I've shared with you on these pages from this book. All these episodes, I hope you got the book, because the book's got a lot of information. All the information I'm giving you in this series is not in the book, but everything in the book I am actually giving you in this series. I'm covering the content from the book. But when you take out all the extra stuff I'm talking about, like what I'm saying right now, get rid of all that, just get the stuff. The real stuff, that's what you're going to get when you get the book. You can mark it up. You can read like I'm talking 20 to 30 minutes on a chapter during these episodes. But if you actually read the book or listen to the audio book, the audio version, it's only 6 or 7 minutes to cover a chapter. So I'm adding a lot of stuff. So if you want all the stuff without the fluff, get the book. Dive into it. Audio book or the I recommend a paperback where you can mark it up, highlight it, use it as a tool, reference it. If you lead a sales team, get everybody a copy. Go check out episode 305 and lead your sales team through a book study. We've got folks who do that and they get good results with it. But I highly recommend, if you've listened to this podcast series and you actually valued it, I assume you have if you listened to the whole thing, and we're almost to wrap it up. We've got two more episodes in this 30-part series. But I highly recommend getting the book and reading it again with networking in mind. See, this comes in chapter 28 out of 30 when I'm talking about networking sales. Now you've went through this entire series. Highly recommend getting the book. And again, read the book with networking in mind. Read every chapter thinking about networking. Make some notes in your journal or along the side of the pages, wherever you do your note taking. Odds are, the first time you read it or the first time you listened to this series, you did it with selling in mind. So the frame of reference with everything that I've been talking about, even this chapter, was with selling in mind. But remember, this book is about selling yourself first, which is also exactly what your goal is when you're networking. So go back through it at least once through this series. Again, I highly recommend getting a paperback copy so you can keep it with you. But go through it at least once. Many times, if you're truly serious about getting to the next level and you're a sales professional. However, the key is to get busy applying. Remember, you're only learning about selling with a high degree of character as you listen to this series or you read the book. You're only learning about it. You're not learning it. Until you learn to apply it, you ain't learned it. You just heard about it. So if you get the paperback copy, as you go through it again, be sure to mark it up, fold the pages, create a to apply action item list. When you see things you need to learn to apply, you should make your own, have a notebook or a journal. And that could be from any book you read. Create you a, you know, title it by the book or however you want to title it. But then have you a to apply section. And make notes of all the principles and nuggets that you cover that you need to be sure to apply. A lot of them you may already have down subconsciously. It's a habit. You don't need to make a note about breathing. You already breathe every day, right? It's just an example everybody can understand. So if it's something you already do and you read about it in my book or somebody else's book and you do it automatically, you ain't got to take a note on that. Take a note on the things you're not doing that you need to be doing. So create that to apply action item list. That's when you start actually learning. Not when you read about it or hear about it. It's when you actually start applying it in your life. And then use the book, the paperback copy, use it as a tool to move yourself forward. Then read it again and repeat several months later. I just did an interview, which will be coming up on the Real People Getting Real Results video series on the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. I did an interview recently with Daniel Gamble, and he's an outside sales guy for Lone Star Electric out in the Fort Worth area in Texas. And he's talking about the books he reads. A lot of our books he reads. He listens to our podcast. He reads other people's books, listens to other people's podcasts. It's actually a great podcast. I mean, a great interview that we're going to be putting out in the coming weeks with him. But he talked about reading books repeatedly and how every single time that he reads the book, he sees something different in it. I'm the same way. Anybody who's learning and growing, if they're growing between times they read the book's going to be different. If you ain't growing and you read the same book over and over, it's the same book over and over because you're the same person reading it over and over. So let's talk about the three seller beware tips at the end of this chapter. Seller beware tip number one. If your calendar doesn't have specific dates for intentional networking, you're missing out. Seller beware tip number two. If your competition is intentionally networking and you're not, some of your sales will become their sales. Seller beware tip number three. Unless you're willing to pay the price of intentional networking, you will be passed up by those who are. So I hope you found value in this. I hope you checked out the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. Subscribe, share that, especially check out those videos in that Real People Getting Real Results series. There's a playlist there specifically for that. And also a lot of my book series like this one, there's playlists for those on the YouTube channel. So instead of having to sort through 400 episodes, figuring out where all these book series are, go to the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel, click on the playlist button, menu, and look for the titles of all these different books that I've already done series on. All right. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.